In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Well, look, Christmas is worth getting out of bed for, isn't it? And we're going to spend a bit of time this morning, throughout the morning, our time together, thinking of that, the good news of Christmas. It is something that we want to see for ourselves. We want to go and find out for ourselves. Just like presents, you don't want to keep them under the tree. You want to go and see them and open them. So the good news of Christmas, you've got to go and see for yourself. It's the first thing in our passage. Let me reread what Catherine read to us just now. Luke 2:15, when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. So let's just pause to think about what was going on here. So they go and see for themselves. And what's just happened is miraculously an angel has appeared to them. And then many angels appeared to them with amazing news. And that's what they're going to check out. Here's the amazing news. The angel says, look, a Savior has been born. The Savior of the whole wide world has been born in Bethlehem. And that is what Jesus came to do, to save. The other thing this, the angel says is that he is Christ the Lord. Now, think of it. So today, the kind of superpowers of today, Europe, China, Brazil, India, Russia, America. Back then, of course, the Roman Empire was massive. It kind of controlled the known world. But kingdoms come and kingdoms go, and Jesus is King of Kings. He is Lord of Lords. Christ the Lord talks about him being the King of Kings, being God who came for us. So the angel says to the shepherds, he is the Savior, he is Christ the Lord, and he came to bring peace between us on earth and God in heaven. Because by nature, we rebel against God. That puts us at war with God. So that peace has got to happen. That's what Jesus came for. Die on the cross, take our sins away so that we can have peace with God. That's the news that the angels were told about a baby born in Bethlehem. They're out on the fields around Bethlehem And so they go and see for themselves, who is this Savior, this Christ the Lord, who brings peace with God and us? And so they go and see for themselves. And we want to do that too. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, the creator of Sherlock Holmes, he once said, there is nothing like first-hand evidence. And so that's what they're doing. They're going, we want first-hand evidence. We're going to go and actually check this out for ourselves. Is it true that this baby has been born? And so they go and they find Jesus. How do we do that today? Where do we get the first-hand evidence from? Well, in the Bible. And maybe that sounds like too simple an answer, but it's true. That's why here at church, we spend our time, a big part of our time together, looking at what does the Bible say? Because that is where we look at the first-hand evidence for the Lord Jesus Christ. Christmas, the good news of Christmas is something which is very special. We should go and see for ourselves, but it's also something to spread the word. And the great thing about that game is we had a bit of confusion about what it looked like, but then clarity with the last picture of what Christmas is all about. Look, the shepherds here, when they had seen Jesus, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. I mean, it would have been really odd if they had said nothing. So an angel comes and says, look, a Savior, Christ the Lord, the King of the universe has come to bring peace between you guys and God. And they kept quiet. That would have been odd. That would have been wrong. And so what they actually do is they go and they go, hey, look, you, there's good news for you. They go and they spread the word. These are noisy shepherds, and they tell people, and people are amazed. It is amazing, isn't it, that God stepped onto the stage of world history. It is the most incredible news you'll ever hear in the whole of your life. People were amazed. And then we read, the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they'd been told. Just for a moment, think of that. So they hear. They hear about Jesus from the angels, but they want to go and see for themselves, so they go and see. And then that changes their lives. There's action. And for them, the action is, well, they're praising God and they're telling others. And they are. They're going around. They're kind of worshiping God. They're giving thanks to God and for Jesus. And they're telling other people. And it's the same today. So a Savior, Christ the Lord, has been born, has come. We are the visited planet so that we can have peace with God. That's a message we've heard this morning. And we're saying, look, go and see for yourself. Take a Luke's gospel this morning. Read for yourself. Engage brain. Don't go along with the flow of our culture that says it's nonsense. It is not. It is historical. Go against the flow. Pick up a gospel and read for yourself. And then that is what changes our lives. And for the shepherds here, they tell everyone. So there's not only worship to God, but there's telling other people. And that is why, as a church here, we want to tell everyone. It would be really wrong to keep this to ourselves, that Christ, the Lord, the Savior, our only hope of being right with God, has come. That is news that is worth shouting about. Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. And what it's saying there is that for Mary, what is going on? If the world was made of gold, what's just happened is more important, is greater treasure. What is she treasuring? Well, she's protecting that in her heart and defending it, making sure she remembers what's going on. What is that? Well, it's the shepherds coming that night. And what did they say? Well, they told stories of angels coming and saying, the Savior, Christ the Lord, has been born for you to save you from your sins and to rule over you in goodness and love and to bring peace between you and God so you can be reconciled to God. That is the greatest treasure ever. And it's the treasure of them glorifying God, her remembering that and going, and then they just told everyone. They were the noisiest shepherds ever. Everyone got to hear about it. And that is what Mary is treasuring in her heart. And for us today, it can be the same. See, Christmas can just be about Jesus, the Savior, Christ, the Lord, who brought peace on earth. There's a kind of, I know about it. But it can be Jesus, my Savior. Jesus, Christ, my Lord, who's brought me peace with God. That is the world of difference. That is about treasuring Jesus in your heart. And you need to, in these protecting, defending, because there's a world out there who's laughing and not taking seriously Jesus Christ. That's why for most people this Christmas, Jesus won't feature, because so many think it's irrelevant. But here is treasure that came for you and for me. And that's to preserve in our memory, to remember what Christ has done for us. And that leads to a life of praise, of worship to God, of relationship with God. If we'll only come to him and say, I'm going to trust you, Jesus, as my Savior. I'm asking you to forgive my sin, that when you died on the cross, it was for me. And would you come and be the Lord and King of my life, the Christ of my life? Thank you for giving me peace with God through your death on the cross. It gets personal. And when that happens, when it becomes personal to us, our treasure, well, of course, we want to tell other people too. That is our prayer for each one of us. The heart of this Christmas.